This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
You know, the single weapon that Hillary Clinton has, I mean, she couldn't even pass her bar exam in Washington, D.C. She failed it. The single weapon that she's got is the media. Without the mainstream media, she wouldn't even be here, folks. That I can tell you. She wouldn't even be here. She wouldn't have a chance. So we're going to create a new government that serves you, your family, and your country, and it's going to be the kind of government that you've been looking for a long time. You know, I was in the plane, and I came in, and we said, wow, but we do have these crowds elsewhere. But they said, the fire marshal closed us down, won't let 12,000 people in. But then when I looked at this, I said, now I understand. Where's the fire marshal? Fire marshal, let him in, please. Okay, let him in. Let him in, fire marshal.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, let the people in. Oh, Donald Trump, you got to love him. But, you know, it would be interesting. You know, he talks about Hillary not able to pass her bar exam. And, of course, that's pretty renowned. And I think a lot of politicians would be curious to find out how many politicians failed, you know, the first time around. I think John Kennedy Jr. failed, I think, on three attempts or something. But a lot of the politicians fail. And maybe that's why they go in politics, Scott, is they figure, hey, you know, I've had such a rough time with the bar. I'm not sure I want to, continue on with the legal profession here.
I can't, you know, work in law, so I better go make the law. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. You know, something like that. I don't know. It's just kind of ironic. And I'm not an attorney. I haven't even played one on TV, by the way, just, you know, might like to, I think. But it's just, it kind of ironic that this does come up, and it's not, passing the bar is not easy. I mean, my friends who are attorneys, and I do have a few, and I count them as friends, you know. I know that that might sometimes for some people be an oxymoron to have an attorney that is a friend. Sometimes they are difficult, but it's just their worldview, but I appreciate it. I believe in having flexibility. Why not? But it is tough. I mean, it's not a simple exam to pass. Although I know some that have passed it on the first time brilliantly, and they are brilliant people. But, I hear more on the other side, the nightmares, than the good side. But, you know, Donald Trump continues to draw people, and he continues to connect as we were talking about earlier. There is that grassroots rumble, and I think it is that part that the mainstream media, because they're so fixed on their worldview and their rightness, that they're failing to report with objectivity what's going on, and they don't understand the movement that is Donald Trump, that this is clearly a choice election. And when it's clear, when it comes down to it, and they are in the polling booths, I'm talking about voters across America, and they are determining, okay, is it, have we had enough of the Barack Obama, the progressive policies that have absolutely decimated the middle class? Is Donald Trump's, cry that what have you got to lose? Is that enough to make the change? We saw what happened in Europe with Brexit. Will we experience that in America? Well, if you look at the grassroots and you see what is happening, you know, with the polling, not that the pollings are the be all and end all. They're merely a snapshot. It's an indication. It is a trajectory. And right now, even after the first debate, even though some would say that Donald Trump didn't do as well, you still see the momentum going in his favor, because It looks like America truly is committed to a change this year. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to happen, America. Look in the mirror, okay? It's going to be up to us. It's going to be up to me and you fighting the good fight to get this country back on track, all hands on deck. Your voice counts. I know in this day and age, this age of political correctness, and, if some would have it, they want at least 50% of America to just be quiet, pay their taxes, and hang on, because that's what we've been doing. And meanwhile, the country is going to hell in a handbasket here. So, and such a handbasket, it's a handbasket of deplorables. I mean, so what do we got to lose? We're all deplorable. We're irredeemable. But, what do we know? We only know that this country is a great country, and it is more than redeemable. But it's going to be up to us, we the people, to get it back on track. Luke Adler is back with us. Luke is a retired U.S. Deputy Marshal. He's been trying to stay retired, and bless his heart, I just so appreciate him coming on. He does want to live a quiet life, and he has given so much of himself, he and his family, to our country. But I nudge him every once in a while. I say, Luke, we got to get you back on the air with us. We need your expertise and understanding. Luke, like yours truly, is a Semper Fi Marine. He has made over 3,000 felony arrests. He's supervised, organized, and provided protection for federal judges, international dignitaries from July 2002 until his retirement in 2011. Luke was a member of the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force in St. Louis, specializing in the Balkans terrorist and organized crime groups and intelligence operations in other high-risk communities. Luke, thank you, my friend, for coming on the show and making some time for us. We really appreciate you.
Well, Bill, it's always a pleasure to be with you guys. Let me just say, Semper Fi.
Yes, Semper Fi.
And one deplorable present accounted for.
Yes. Well, Luke, we've had 10,000 refugees come in. You and I talked about this. Help me with the math here. John Kerry and the State Department says it takes a two-year vetting process before a refugee can come in, but yet we just found out about 10,000 refugees coming in from Syria earlier this year. What happened with the calculus here? What happened to 2 years?
Well, you can tell when he's lying to us. His lips will start moving.
Yes, exactly.
Then the other thing is that this secure vetting process, who's vetting them? The United Nations? Or is it the FBI doing a secure vetted background like they did with the fellow up in Chicago who got the CCW? And they had his background in theory and his photos and his fingerprints. And he was still issued a concealed carry permit under fake identity. So now you've got guys coming out of the desert in Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, other places like that. So you have zero identity documents on these guys. Mm-hmm. You say, hey, are your fingerprints on file anywhere? No. Do you have any documents? No, they were all destroyed in the war.
Right.
Okay.
They were destroyed with Hillary's emails.
Right. They're in with Hillary's emails, and we'll never find them.
Right. I got to imagine, you know, as a former member of the FBI, you know, and the proud history that you enjoyed with the FBI, and to see where it is today, and I would have never thought, I mean, I had high regard for James Comey, but for some reason, the FBI has become, seems to be, on the surface, become very politicized and has lost some credibility here.
Well, now, I mean, their initials are tantamount to the KGB, which was a state-run organization that was weaponized and used against the people to keep the people in chains, not to free them. It used to be everyone looked at the FBI and said, hey, you know what? We're going to come in here, non-political, take a look at this and decide, hey, either a crime has been committed or it is not. And now they seem to be have embraced this one-world global village view, and they're a puppet of the administration. That's a bad place. We've joined the ranks of places like North Korea and Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, I know you make a statement like that, and some people go, oh, you know, are you getting a little extreme here? But no, really. I mean, when you look at the fundamentals and you look at the basis and what we looked in terms of respecting the FBI, what it stood for, to be an apolitical agency, to be one that would make sure the rules of play and the rule of law were being enforced, and now to, you know, to get tainted in politics like this. And again, I'm rather surprised with James Comey, just from what I've known about him. I don't know him directly, but certainly he's paid a huge, huge price. And with it, the FBI is going, you know, is having to, you know, pay the price with him because of the breakdown in credibility.
Absolutely true. Absolutely. When he first came on, I don't know the man from Adam. I met Mueller when he was in and didn't care for the man, heard what he said, did not like the man nor his policies. I don't know Comey from Adam, but I talked to the people. I still talk to a lot of folks up there in the FBI constantly. And they said, hey, he's saying all the right things, seems to be doing the right things. At a glance back in his history, I mean, he's been in and out. Seems like a pretty decent fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder, when we got stabbed in the back, and I mean, I got the wind knocked out of me when he came out there and said, you know, no prosecution and no reasonable prosecutor would ever take this case. That's nonsense.
Right.
I know a dozen or more that would take this in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And just because Comey said it's over and done with doesn't mean it's over and done with.
No, not at all. In fact,
we still bring that up. Those are charges. I've seen the law. I know what the law is. I've read the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I've enforced laws. She can be prosecuted in the future, and hopefully she will. But in the interim, we're dealing with the FBI and Comey's FBI. And here's the thing. I got this out of a really good book.
Mm.
You know a tree by the fruit it bears.
Yes, yes.
So I'm saying it, but the FBI, Comey's FBI, they're the ones that are giving me the ammunition.
Exactly. Well, and to your point, and this is what we've been saying too, Luke, I mean, how much information do you need here? We're seeing the fruit of decisions and choices that our government officials have made, but yet we want to believe that, you know, though it looks like peaches, we want to say it looks like peanuts or something. You know, it's just so totally disconnected. And what happens, if it was only one tree, you know, that would be one thing. But I mean, we have a plantation of trees with the fruit that is contradictory to what our politicians would tell us that it is.
It's the entire orchard, I'm afraid.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and that's a scary proposition. You know, and when they say something, I mean, we got to go back to Clinton. Well, what is the meaning of is it?
I know.
When the government says something, you absolutely cannot trust it nowadays.
Yeah, whether you're talking about employment figures, you know, that somebody, you know, can't be indicted after they build a case. You know, talk about bait and switch. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. I mean, how did we get from here's all the reasons that she should be indicted, but no reasonable prosecutor would take this on. I have not talked to one prosecutor who said, let me have at it. You know, everybody would love to, you know, prove that case because they just,
so then why are they given immunity?
Yeah, well, that's some of the questions that he's answering later on today before Congress. Luke Adler is with us. We've got more from the former U.S. Deputy Marshal on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Parents Magazine and the National Endowment for Financial Education have issued a joint survey to learn how millennial-age parents are preparing for their financial futures. The millennial generation is struggling with more than just debt. They're delaying life goals like starting families and buying homes. Paul Golden, director of SmartAboutMoney.org, elaborates.
51% of the survey respondents say that they would trade in a year off their life for a greater sense of financial security. 2 in 5 of millennial age parents say that they are unsatisfied with the quality of their financial life.
David Sparrow of Parents Magazine.
Millennial parents need to attack their debt, and we believe in starting with your smallest debt first, paying that off, and building momentum.
For more tips on managing your finances, visit smartaboutmoney.org/family or parents.com/familyfinances.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez live.
Here to support this.
Well, you just opened the next segment.
Well, look, can I just finish? I think I should.
You go to our website and take a look at our website.
She's going to raise taxes $1.3 trillion. You know what? It's no different than this. She's telling us how to fight ISIS. Just go to her website. She tells you how to fight ISIS on her website. I don't think General Douglas MacArthur would like that too much.
The next segment, we'll continue with the second segment.
I have a plan to fight ISIS.
No, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do.
No, we're not.
See, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do. No wonder you've been fighting ISIS your entire adult life. Well, I'm really calling for major jobs because the wealthy are going to create tremendous jobs. They're going to expand their companies. They're going to do a tremendous job because politicians like Secretary Clinton won't allow them to bring the money back because the taxes are so onerous and the bureaucratic red tape. So what is so bad?
I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, why not? Join the debate by saying more crazy things. Now, let me say,
there's nothing crazy about not letting our companies bring their money back into their country.
This is Secretary Clinton's 2 minutes, yes, please.
Yeah, well, let's start the clock again, Lester.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, all kinds of fun and games, huh? Just some highlights from this week's first debate, round one. Two and three yet to come up, and we got a vice presidential debate, too, which should be a lot of fun. Our conversation with Luca Adler continues, retired U.S. Deputy Marshal, former FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force member as well. Luke, I wanted to drill down into this 10,000 Syrian refugees. The last time we talked, you said, Bill, every time we have refugees coming into the country that have been poorly vetted, it's impossible to vet these. You know, deputy marshals are just running around with their hair on fire. You're stretched to no end already. And now we bring in 10,000 and people say, well, 10,000 isn't much, you know. So what's the big whoop here? But you say, wait a minute, let's do the numbers. Break it down. Help our audience understand what 10,000 refugees that have been ill vetted, what kind of impact do they have on our national security?
Well, they have a devastating impact on the national security because you cannot vet them. At a simple glance, when you sit and you look at who's coming into the country, at a glance, it appears to be military age males predominantly.
Single, without families, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you say, well, wait a minute. One of the largest populations that is systematically being attacked over in the Middle East and being decimated, genocide, are Christians,
yes,
and other non-Muslims. Oh, okay, so you're saying that 10,000 we're bringing in predominantly Christians. No, we're bringing 56. Oh, so like 5,600 of them? No. 56.
Yeah, total.
You're kidding me. 56 Christians, and you have some that actually tried to, they traveled themselves, got to the southern border, and said, hey, here we are, we need political asylum. Oh, wait a minute, you're Christian from Syria? No, that's not happening. We're not going to do that. So you sit and you think, wow, is that a fluke? Is that just something that's accidental? Well, I don't think so. If you look back, I mean, let's go back to the 90s under the Clinton administration. I don't know if you remember the Balkan Civil War,
yes,
Balkan
absolutely
conflicts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And immediately we began scooping up people and bringing them in. A huge, huge part of that population was Bosnian Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they said that, hey, they were so decimated, we have to bring them in to save them. Now, regardless of what you think, hey, that's a good idea, that's a bad idea, whatever, there were a lot of jihadists who were from other places that had Bosnian citizenship that we embraced and brought in also. But at that same time, that same time frame, you have the Rwandan Civil War. Now, Rwandan, it counts itself as 94% Christian.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't bringing anybody in.
Right.
You say, well, it wasn't the same. It wasn't as bad. There were 800,000 to 1 million people who were being killed, who were killed during the Rwandan Civil War, and predominantly with edged weapons. That was horrible.
Yes.
That was like straight out of Revelation.
Uh-huh.
And this administration did zero to help with that situation. So you think, well, wait a minute. Is there a thing going on here?
Yeah, what's the
pattern? That we're only allowing unvetted Muslims from radical Islamic war-torn countries into the United States? And then you think, well, look, the Boston bombing, what was that about?
Mm-hmm.
Kyrgyzstan? Were they from Kyrgyzstan? I think so.
Yeah.
How about San Bernardino? You've got people from Pakistan coming in. Now, these people were vetted in theory. We gave them visas. We brought them in as refugees.
Mm-hmm.
The Orlando shooting. His family came from Afghanistan. The Somali knife-wielding nut just a couple weeks ago.
Exactly.
From Somalia.
Yeah.
So are we seeing a trend here? We're absolutely seeing a trend. Criminals are no longer our biggest threat. And this administration is saying, well, these folks aren't even illegals.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even bringing them in illegally.
Right.
We're bringing them under my word. I said, go ahead and bring these people in. And they're completely unvetted.
Exactly. And the government said, and the government is saying they've gone through a 2-year process, but we only found out about it, just after January. And, and like you and I talked about in the early segment, what happened? Is this the new Common Core math we have to look forward to, where one and one no longer equals two?
Absolutely. And that is the common theme. I mean, you look at Merkel. She's just now saying, hey, you know what? I blew this thing.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And we need to stop.
Yeah.
This administration hasn't embraced that yet.
And that's the thing that's idiotic about this, Luke, is that we already see what's happening in Europe, what they've done. And, of course, when you look at these UN camps, you know, the refugees have to go through the UN camps. And the UN is complicit in this whole program, because what they do is they allow these mini mafioso type enclaves and syndicates to exist within the UN camps. So Christians aren't going to go there because they're going to be all of a sudden they're in a confined area being abused and whatever. So is it any wonder that there isn't, any Christians coming through, as refugees? They're not welcome. They're not processed. And yet, this is where the genocide is taking place. The genocide that, the world said never again. And here we are. It's never again happening right before our eyes. And we're turning up the music and turning a blind eye to it.
Right. And you've got groups like the Department of Homeland Security. Let's break that down.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, security?
Yes.
They just had 858 illegals who were ordered deported,
mm-hmm.
and they granted citizenship.
And they're saying now that number may be like 1,800 now, Luke.
It's growing. Yeah. And you think,
and they always do this. Whenever there's incompetence and it's found out, it's like the IG comes out and breaks it to it. I mean, this is all, all complicit. And, we're all, I've been saying, we're all being treated like a bunch of mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed you know what.
And this is systemic throughout the government. It is, we have now become the old Soviet Union.
Mm.
And that's a scary proposition. And every day this administration exists, or heaven forbid, another administration that continues in their footsteps, we are diminished as a country and our security is going by the wayside.
Well, this is Barack Obama's legacy, Luke, and he's all over the Black Caucus and everybody going, don't let my legacy fade here.
Right. Where was the Black Caucus when 800,000 to a million people were killed with edged weapons in Rwanda?
Yes. Well, because it didn't affect them directly. They're here in this country getting their piece of the pie. I mean, look at, they've got genocide happening in this own country by way of abortion that's been going on. Look at how many abortions are perpetrated on Black Americans, but yet they keep a blind eye to that because, it's just inconvenient, Luke. That's what it is.
Amen. That
really?
Happened in the gangbanger on gangbanger violence in the Democratic stronghold.
Yeah, but they're doing so much better under the first Black president, so they'd want to believe and want us to believe as well. Luke Adler, retired U.S. Deputy Marshal. Luke, thank you for coming out of retirement for a moment and bringing us up to date. Appreciate it, buddy.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around the country or around the world via shortwave, thank you for joining in on the good fight to get this country back on track. I am Bill Martinez, about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner is reporting that the FBI Director James Comey is set to face the House Judiciary Committee amid renewed scrutiny of the Hillary Clinton email investigation, which he ended in July without recommending indictments for anyone involved, as we discussed earlier. Republicans in Congress have expressed outrage over the findings that have been made public in recent weeks, from previously undisclosed immunity deals to evidence that a witness sought advice from a public forum on how to destroy records. I'll tell you, there's lots of trouble here in River City, but there's five main questions that the House is going to be asking of James Comey, and we'll see how that turns out. Got something real special to share with you right now. Best-selling authors and visionary church leaders Dave and John Ferguson want to help people escape the sorry cycle and move past regret and start over. Why not? As pastors who have not only endured their own regrets but have also listened to thousands of people tell of theirs, brothers Dave and John Ferguson, in their new book, Starting Over, Your Life Beyond Regrets, offer lifelong tools to redeem past mistakes in five key areas: your relationships, health, purpose, finances, and spirituality. So get your pencils and papers out. Get ready to take notes and be ready to be blessed, because we have Dave Ferguson. We got one of the brothers with us on the book Starting Over, Your Life Beyond Regrets. Dave Ferguson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, congratulations on the book. You know, so let me ask you right up front, you know, what inspired you both? I think I touched on it a little bit here. For both of you, for you and your brother, to write a book on regrets.
Well, we had the previous book that we written was called Finding Your Way Back to God, and in it was really based on 25 years of ministry, where we saw a lot of people take steps back to God, and we actually identified what we call five different awakenings. And the second awakening was this awakening to regret. There's a variety of kinds of regret, and what we found is that so many people get stuck in regret, and they couldn't move beyond that. And that was a real barrier for them in their spiritual journey and a lot of other places. And as we kind of kept getting this feedback about people getting stuck in regret, it kind of, it just was apparent, like, hey, this is something that needs to be talked about more.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you consider the gospel is all about freedom, and if we're holding on to regret, it's like this anchor that we're dragging behind us under 20 foot of water, and this is not what God wants for, you know, for his creation.
Oh, no, and you're right. And like an anchor that's underneath the water, most of us have them, but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's threatening to drown us, to kind of carry on your metaphor.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And we're, you know, as you say, it can be subtle. You know, it's like, you know, that bad part of a computer disk, you know, that we hit, all of a sudden it hits and our computer goes wacko and we don't know what it is. And that's kind of like us, right? We just have this ingrained deal, unless we really drill deep into it. Sometimes we have to drill deeper than others. Some are real obvious, but, you know, but unless we drill into it, because we have a way of conditioning ourselves, don't we, that we're real good at hiding these things. And we kind of set them aside. Now, this is why the psalmist said, you know, God, search my inward parts, you know, because we do want to hide those things because they hurt.
And what you're kind of alluding to earlier, Bill, I mean, we kind of talked about kind of this process for starting over. And the first step in that process is what you're kind of tipping people off to, which is recognizing your regret and really coming to grips with, wow, okay, that's the thing that's holding me back. This thing that happened a year ago, this thing that happened 10 years ago, and sometimes, I mean, even years before that I'm still holding on to, that I haven't been able to move past.
Mm-hmm. Are there some regrets that, you know, maybe even go back to the family? Like sometimes they're just passed on, you know, something that maybe mom and dad had that, you know, somehow attached to us?
Oh, yeah. In fact, in the book, we talk about some different kinds of regrets. We talk about regrets of action, things that we did that we wish we hadn't done, and those are pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But we also talk about regrets of inaction, which are those things that are going, man, I should have done this. Why didn't I act sooner? Why did I let that opportunity go? Oh, I missed that one. I blew it. So inaction. But the third one is also, this is the one that's, I think, hard for a lot of us to kind of maybe put our arms around or recognize, and that's a regret of reaction.
Mm.
And sometimes there are things that happen to us, and we talk about family and even kind of family of origin issues. It's not something that we did or something that we didn't do, but it was something that was kind of done to us. And now, so we're left to kind of react and respond to that. And it leaves us with kind of shame and kind of sometimes an emptiness and this kind of regret, like, well, why did I have to be grow up in a home like that? Or why did I have to have, you know, a dad like that or a mom who wasn't around or whatever the case might be? And
right.
So we are left with this feeling of regret.
And that's the tough thing when you have, you know, those experiences that you have this sense of violation, that there's something deep that's been violated, and particularly frustrating when you feel like you're helpless and there's nothing to do about it. But in starting over, you say, look, there's a lot we can do about it.
Yeah. And the first step does come in kind of being able to recognize it. And the reactions and responses we're getting right now is just the simple kind of understanding that there are those different kinds of regrets gives people clear handles to go like, oh, okay, that's where this is coming from.
Exactly.
And it's been helpful.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, when you read the book Starting Over, Your Life Beyond Regrets, you're going to see that there's a lot of common regrets. As you go down through it, you go, hey, it could open some things up here for you. But you got to understand, you know, Dave and John's heart here is that we would all live without regrets because, after all, why did Jesus go to the cross then?
That's exactly right. And if we kind of fast forward to the end game, too, and we'll probably come back to this, but if you understand that what God wants is he wants to redeem your regrets, mm-hmm. that he actually wants to take the thing that's holding you back, that's trying to pull you under, the thing that almost on a daily, and sometimes even more than daily basis causes you great pain and anguish, he actually wants to use that for great good.
Exactly.
If you get that, you can get a vision for that or give people a vision for that, mm-hmm. that could be tremendously motivating.
Well, what I have found, Dave, is that pattern is well established if we only stop and look back. That God has taken time and again in my life, I can tell you, and I'm sure you probably have run into this as people talk about it, and it's kind of an oh yeah moment, a wow moment that you go, man, that's right, God's been faithful. He was faithful in these areas, and this was the pattern. So why should God deviate from the pattern of redemption?
All right. I mean, in the book, I share about one of my own regrets, too, and it was kind of a combination. I'd say of regret of action on my own part and also regret of reaction of things that happened to me. But I was when I was in college, the first school I went to, I don't know if you'd say exactly I got kicked out, but it was pretty close to getting kicked out if I didn't get kicked out.
Yeah, you probably should. We say we probably should have got kicked out, right?
Probably should have been, right, exactly. your readers have to check out the book to get the details. But at that moment, there were some things that were going so well, and for me to have to leave that place, I could not make sense out of that. Mm-hmm. And for me to have to transfer schools in the middle of my senior year as a 22-year-old, it didn't make any sense to me. There didn't seem, I certainly wasn't thinking about a redemptive purpose. I was mad about it. I was kind of angry. How did God even let this happen? Even though part of it was my own fault. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Now, as I look back now, as an adult, I look back into my college years, I see clearly how God used that.
Yeah, exactly.
And redeemed it and put me in the right place, the right time, allow so many good things happen.
Exactly. Well, Dave, we got to go to break. I got to hold it right there. Imagine your life beyond regrets, starting over. More from Dave Ferguson on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage allowed to eat. Yum!
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 Pain Hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? 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 Ready?
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All our authors, people that we've interviewed are linked on our website. You can listen to previous podcasts. And, you know, if there's something you want to hear again, you know, you're welcome to download and listen at your own convenience, our gift to you. Dave Ferguson is with us, award-winning author, founding and lead pastor of Chicago's Community Christian Church, a missional multi-site community considered one of the most influential churches in America. He's also the visionary for the International Church Planting Movement, New Thing, and president of the Exponential Conference. Dave Ferguson and his brother John are blessing us with a book called Starting Over, Your Life Beyond Regrets. Imagine what that could mean for you. And Dave, as we were talking about regrets, and we wanted people to understand, hey, we all live with them. And, you know, some of us are attacking, we're proactive. I mean, these are some of the New Year's resolutions that are just around the corner that we may want to attack. But we say, hey, why wait for New Year's? Well, let's do it now. I mean, this could be today could be the new year that you need to have in your life, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's really, in Lamentations, it says his mercies are new every day.
Yes.
And right. I would love for all of your listeners, who are starting to, maybe even as we've had this conversation, think about some of their own regrets, some big, some smaller, but to go like, hey, his mercies are new every day. Today could be a day that I could start over. And that's what God's grace is all about. You can start over today and tomorrow, and if you need to, again, the day after that. That's how radical God's grace is.
Exactly. Hey, what are some of the most common regrets? We touched on this a little bit, but I just want to kind of, bring people into focus here to help them understand that, hey, look at, there's nothing new under the sun, right? The book of Ecclesiastes says. We're all dealing with regrets and understand that, hey, we're all dealing with them. And some are, more common than others. But what have you found in your ministry seems to be a recurring theme?
Sure. One of the things we try to do in the book is kind of a combination of both kind of solid theology based on scripture, but also some good social research. Mm-hmm. And when we kind of lay out the steps to redeeming your regrets, there's a lot of great stuff that'll bring people right back to God's word. But when we begin to identify what are the deepest regrets, we turn to some of the social sciences to help us. And actually dedicated a chapter to each of these. I mean, there are people who have profound spiritual regrets. about, not coming back to God sooner, not praying to God sooner, sin patterns, those kind of things. There's what the number one, which we have a whole chapter on, is about relational regrets. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things that burden people with relational regrets. Another one is also physical regrets. Like people kind of look at the condition as they grow older as adults of what they've done with their bodies and how they maybe haven't been good stewards in some ways. And there's regrets of both action things they shouldn't have done, but also regrets of inaction. Man, things that I didn't do I wish I would have. Right. And then to kind of round it off, too, there's also financial regrets. And then there's also kind of the what you'd call kind of almost shame regrets. We've got a big, quick questions like, why did these things happen to me? Mm-hmm. And what's my kind of my purpose? And so those are kind of the five there, both I'd say spiritual, relational, financial, physical, and kind of vocational almost regrets.
Exactly. Well, you guys created the Sorry Cycle. Explain to our audience how it works and how to break out of it.
Sure. I think within every one of us are these deep longings. I think they're actually longings placed there because we're creating the image of God that are meant to kind of draw us back to God. Mm-hmm. And so you've heard probably from other people you've talked to that there's like a hole in my soul. There's something that's missing.
Exactly.
And what's missing is God. And so we have this longing. But then what we do is we go out and try to fill that longing, and we end up filling it with a lot of the wrong stuff. Sometimes, it's in empty ambition. Sometimes it's in sexual pursuits. Sometimes it's in other kind of things that what they end up doing is they lead us back to regret. We're going, why did I turn there? And so the Sorry Cycle is this cycle that we get stuck in, going around and around of having this longing, but then doing something I regret. Mm-hmm. Having this longing, I do something I regret. And I feel sorry about what I did. I feel sorry for myself. I feel sorry that I'm stuck. And so we just called it, you know what? I always get stuck in the Sorry Cycle, sometimes for years upon years, kind of pursuing these longings and regretting them over and over again. And this whole book is about how do I break out of that cycle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was reading, I was thinking in terms of, you remember Kadesh Barnea, children of Israel went out in the desert. They spent so much time in Kadesh Barnea, just going in circles. And again, it was probably the Sorry Cycle there that they needed to reconcile themselves with their sin, with this problem, with this debilitating issue, and God wasn't about to let them go forward until they addressed it. So, I see myself sometimes, I find myself in Kadesh Barnea, just going in circles,
That's a perfect image, a perfect biblical image for exactly how it works too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say you break down regrets in three main types of regret. What are they?
Well, like we mentioned before, there's the regrets of action, the things that you do that you wish you hadn't done. And then there's the regrets of inaction, things that, man, I wish I would have done that. How did I miss that opportunity? How did I let that get away from me? And I never took action, so regrets of inaction. And then the third one are the ones that are what we call reaction, where you're going, this should have never happened to me. This accident, why me?
Right.
Why did I get born in this family? Why did I allow that person to do this to me? And we're stuck kind of reacting and responding, and it leaves us with a real sense of regret.
You know, Dave, we are a curious, we're curious beings. I mean, I'm sure we're entertainment for God sometimes, because when we get and deal with regrets, then, we get into regretting our regrets. And you're saying, don't regret your regrets, right?
Absolutely. That is exactly the idea behind the Sorry Cycle.
Mm.
Because you regret it, and then you try something different, you regret it, and then you're pretty soon you're regretting your regrets.
Yes.
And where we want to lead people with this is you don't have to regret your regrets. In fact, regrets are a great turning point for moving forward and for God to do greater things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when we kind of offer them, here's three different moves that God wants you to make to break out of the Sorry Cycle and to move forward and not regret your regrets.
Right. Well, sometimes, it's kind of like riding a motorcycle. Have you ridden a motorcycle? Do you ride one?
I don't regularly, but I have, yes.
Okay. Well, when you make a turn, you focus on where you're going, right, to make that turn.
Yep.
You don't want to focus on some, some stationary post or something like that, because you will hit that post. So you want to look to where you're going. And the same way as I read your book in terms of regrets, you don't want to focus on the regrets. You want to, you know, almost let it be a slingshot to, you know, catapult you forward and beyond, right?
I think you're, Bill, we should have written this book together. I like that. That's a great image, and I love your...
Well, you've inspired, you and John have inspired me. I mean, I've connected with you on this deal. I mean, because I'm reading this book, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, you know, this is my life, you know, so... You know, because this is all part of our failed humanity. And God knows this. This is what's so cool about this is God is aware of this. And, you know, to your point early on, if we're not connecting with God and he's not our daily bread, then we're, you know, we're hunkered down and we're in Kadesh Barnea.
Yeah. And good for you, Bill. I mean, that you have enough courage to kind of admit. Yeah, I got regrets. I got to figure out how to deal with them.
I have a wife that reminds me of this all the time. See, so I'm well practiced.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. It sounds like we're married to similar people.
Okay, but that's a whole other story.
Idea though about the motorcycle. Yeah. I think you're right. If we can focus on what God wants to do ultimately, and I think He wants to redeem our regrets, then we can move through that process of, hey, first of all, recognize your regret. Go ahead and admit, what kind of regret is this? Is it inaction? Is it action or reaction? Mm-hmm. And then release it. And this release part is also so important. And it's the idea of, I got to forgive some people. And sometimes that person is me. And one of the things I think we forget is that if we somehow don't forgive ourselves, it's almost a form of idolatry. Because we're saying, you know, my... concept of forgiveness is more important than God. I'm bigger than God. And God's saying, no, he's ready to forgive.
Right.
And so this religion is, you know, it can be about forgiving others, it can be about forgiving yourself. And in some ways, it's almost a kind of a strange way of, you almost have to forgive God too, going like, I don't know why this happened, but you know what? I'm ready to move on with you, God. And that's when you get to the redeem part. And I've seen it so many times where God takes tragic events, whether it's action, inaction, or reaction, and uses them for great good to help so many other people when we get to that final place of redeeming our regrets.
Well, what you're helping us to understand is that, you know, there is a reason. God has a purpose for regrets. I mean, it is a motivating factor, but we can make a choice. You know, we can let it bury us and make us bitter, or it can make us better, can't it?
Yeah, and I think when you're at a really healthy place spiritually, You recognize those regrets not as something that, oh, man, I'm stuck here forever. But, no, this is a thing that has the potential to pull me into the future with God and be used for great good. And that's when you don't regret your regrets.
Well, Dave, you know, tell John, both of you guys, I mean, awesome book. Congratulations. It's going to be such a blessing, not only to people of faith, but I would say people, you know, that are just, they just want to do better. Maybe this will lead them to the true Redeemer and what this is all about, starting over your life beyond regrets. And the cool thing about starting over, it happens every morning if you want it, right?
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Well, Dave Ferguson on Bill Martinez Live. Again, his book is available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dave is the co-founder with his brother John of Community Christian Church. Thank you so much for being with us, Dave. Have a blessed day.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers.